Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the B-Wisdom Radio Network, and I'm also on the SOP Radio Network. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Coaching, and I'm a neuro-linguistic programmer, a practitioner, a hypnotherapist, timeline coach, published author, and connected with Tom Ski. Tom Ski, Sherry Gillum, and I are connected with B-Wisdom Publishing. And that is about publishing books, but we're also going to promote the authors through B-Wisdom Radio and many other ways of doing things. But Cowboy Wisdom Coaching is about energizing personal energizing wealth and success in people and in the world, because the world is at a dead end right now with the business practices and everything that's going on. But it is time for people to open up their innovation to experience life their way. And that is what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom Radio is about. But that's also what B-Wisdom is about. And I have a new CD out called Money Is My Friend that flows to me from all sources in the universe. And money is our friend. And I also have a Letting Go CD out, The Visions of a Cowboy. It's an affirmation book wrote in a visionary form. And something that I've really come to understand is that visions, punctuation in affirmations, your subconscious mind doesn't read what your conscious mind says. So that way, we got to open up to new paradigms in many ways. And that's what the world is asking for, is your talent to expand your life, to expand the universe. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about. It's about engaging you in your own entrepreneurial, but just your own artistic talents. Because you overflow with artistic talent. We just had it dummied down by a society that moped us and doped us for so long that we forgot to do what we're supposed to do. People were sent here on a journey of expansion, but we've come into the mundaneness of life thinking we have to please everybody. And something that I've really come to understand, and I read this on the internet the other day, if you aren't opening out angst in people and having people say you're crazy and doing things, 50% of the people aren't going to pay attention. 20% are going to tell you you can't do it. So there's 70. 15% are going to just look at you and kind of in bewilderment. 5% are going to say you can't do it. But 2 to 5% are going to understand you and move forward. And 2% don't sound like a lot of people in the world. But out of 3 billion grown-ups, that is exactly 600 million or 60 million. My math ain't working too good right now. But anyway, but 60 million people, if they all sent you a dollar, that's $60 million. See how the world works? It's not pleasing everybody, but it's expanding 2% of the population with what you understand. That will open you out to a new paradigm to live your desired life. But people are afraid that if they ain't pleasing everybody and they don't get 100% of the people, things aren't going to happen. That isn't true. And, you know, the thing is you got to be willing to engage in life to experience life. But, however, we're so afraid of life, we'd forget to move forward. And that's where life is really let us down. And when we do this, life gets, you got to engage in it to do it. And that is what people are afraid of, is engaging in who they are. And it's 60 million people. 60 million people engaging in your product, how would that make you feel? So when you can go take 2% of the population and expand them, and they all expand 2%, that's 120 million people in the world that you've expanded. And if you expand 5 times that, that's 300 million. See the prominence you have in the world when you choose to expand the world? And that's what it's about. It's just figuring out and understanding who you are and sending that forward. But if you can enlighten and enrich 2% of the people, that's 60 million people. They send you $2 each. That's $120 million. But you did your will on the world. And will is wisdom, innovation, love, laughter. That is what will is. It's wisdom. And your money is in direct proportion to the wisdom you put forth. However, the biggest fallacy that I hear in all of the personal growth is sacrifice. You have to sacrifice this, sacrifice that. You sacrifice nothing when you're expanding your life. You're enriching your sapience. Therefore, you become the melt chocolate of the universe with people savoring your wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter. That's what it is. And you know, wisdom is the melt chocolate of the world that's going to expand it. But however, we're so caught up in doing what's right and staying inside society. And yet we stay inside society and the powers to be break all the laws and get a slap on the wrist in the country club jail. People, it's time we take corporate America and society out of your life and you engage in your true artistic talents to expand the world. And everybody says, and then people say, well, I don't have any. That's the biggest fallacy. You're trying to fail before you start when you say that. It's what are you good at? See, there's something that's never going to go away, and it's called the Forex, and that's the currency trading of the world. Currencies are always going to be around in different forms. However, we're so taught that if you make money, you're bad. Making money is easy because most people are afraid to make money. And people think they have to cheat, lie, and finagle people. But however, when your product and your self-confidence is at an all-time high and flowing like a river to the ocean, your wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter flow to the universe. Therefore, the universe flows to you. How are you caught up in what society does? This is something that I've really come to understand, and I'm really going to start talking about this more. It's called the guillotine effect. Take your hand, put it right behind your shoulder, and act like it's a guillotine. Because what happened at the beginning of this show, which was 9 minutes ago, doesn't matter in anybody's life. The only thing that is here is now looking forward to engage in your life. And something I'm really starting to understand is everything that happened in your life and everything you've done don't matter. It's what you do in this moment that will matter. And will expand your life. But people want to think, all people can talk about is what's wrong. And it's like today we're still blaming the Clinton administration for things. We're still blaming Reagan for things. We're still blaming, well, Nixon did something bad when he got us off the gold standard. And we are paying for that today. But however, it doesn't matter. Money is still the flow of life. But it's the wisdom and innovation that has us in this recession and in this place where we're at. People, it's about time we take the country back by quit doing business with corporate America. The best way to bring corporate America and Wall Street back into line is quit doing business. And we're trying to invest our way into wealth rather than innovate our way into wealth. You got to have both. You got to have the innovation and the investment. But Wall Street right now does not have any, well, Wall Street never has, had any admiration for the people of this world. All they see is business, and then they got a business mindset being taught in all the colleges rather than a people mindset. because Wall Street still makes its money from people. And that's what this featuring over the next year is going to be about. It's people featuring the business-minded mindset and getting back to people mindset. If you look through history, the world has always been business-minded rather than people-minded. And today, we still have human trafficking and slavery in the 21st century. How have we advanced anyway in the way we deal with people? And when you open up to start understanding, no matter what you do in life, you're dealing with people, and you're dealing with somebody that has some intellect and wisdom, I don't care where they're at. And, you know, one in so many kids now have autism. Do you think the Lord and the people with autism aren't brought here because they can do one thing better than anybody else? And that's what they're here for. We're trying to make people fit into a society, a clone society, rather than looking at them and learning from people. We look at people that aren't like us as something that isn't innovative. You know, it takes a courage to have a spirit to bring you here in a I don't know if they're handicapped or we're handicapped because we don't understand them. That is something I'm really curious about. Is the world handicapped because we're afraid to see people that aren't physically normal and maybe not mentally adroit in some areas, but however, what are they here to teach us rather than hinder us? You know, I was one of them that always looked at people like that, and I'm really so glad I've expanded out of that, because when I see somebody that has a challenge, that takes courage to go through life and choose to have a spirit of and have a challenge. But however, when that person engages my life, how is that person there to expand me and to live life in a free-flowing way? That is where life is expanded. And Be Wisdom Publishing, we've announced that too. So we're here with Be Wisdom Publishing, and that's at bewisdom.com, Cowboy NLP Coaching at cowboy-wisdom.com, BeFirstInc.com is the marketing arm, and All Tied Up Production is a promotion arm along with Be Wisdom Radio. So when we say something in this company that we're going to do, and this is a company formed and done with a handshake, and it's been done with just words, and the words are our bond. We're going back to the old moral and ethical thing with Be Wisdom Radio, Be Wisdom Publishing, Be First Inc., marketing, and All Tied Up Production, and all my CDs are available on Be Wisdom and Be First Inc. And right now we're just really started this. We've only been the publishing company 2 weeks, and we've got two authors, and with a third coming in. But we're in this world between Tom Ski, Sherry Gillum, and I. We're in this world to expand people into success. But however, the success you choose to experience comes from you letting go of all the corporate cloning, societal drivel, and all the societal poppycock. And it's really letting go of the school system to learn money is my friend. And that is one heck of a CD. I've listened to it myself, and I listen to it daily. And I listen to my own Letting Go CD because it's getting into rewriting the DNA of life. That's what this is all about, is rewriting the DNA of life. But however, the DNA we experience has been cloned by a controlled society, and it's time for us all to let that go and expand into the innovation. You can't fight a war with these people because they understand war and they make money off of war. And here's the thing people don't understand. We've been 40 years held hostage by OPEC oil. and the United States to this day does not have an energy program. Because war and turmoil and manipulation create cash on the high end of this. They do not care about people. And if you think Washington, D.C. cares about people, they let K Street tell them how to vote. This is what the expansion and the fissuring we're talking about that is going to take place. So it's about you dealing in a small, in your hometown area while you're thinking globally. How can you take your hometown stuff and manufacture it and send it globally? Everything that's made in China in this country can be produced here with mom and pop shops. It may take a conglomeration of people with some morals and integrity to do this, but it can be done. And that is where this world really is. Everybody has a song, a movie, something, a playwright, a screenplay, something within them to expand the world. And that's what my true intention with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, Be Wisdom Radio, Be Wisdom Publishing, and Tom with Be First Inc., and All Tied Up Productions. That's what we're here for, is to expand the world and give everybody that isn't known an opportunity to be known and understand it. And that is where the world is really afraid. You know, if all the people at the top of the personal growth world, all their stuff really expanded people and enriched their lives, there would be no opportunity for Cowboy Wisdom, because everybody would be expanded. You got to be open to watching the drama and the corporate cloning within. I do not choose to coach corporations. I choose to coach entrepreneurs with the grit and get to expand the world as they expand themselves. And that is the difference. I'm not here to be a corporate clone coach. People think I'm sitting here with executives, I'm doing that. You know, how many executives actually make the world go? And how many decisions do they make really hurt people? See, executives is kind of like execute. It's either you execute perfection or you execute destruction. And right now, this country is too cloned and too stuck up and too arrogant to move forward. But however, there is people out there that are willing to deal with 2% of the world that are entrepreneurs. That's 60 million people, and everybody deals with 2%, we can all expand the world. Dealing with 60% up to 300 million, 2 to 5%, between 60 and 150 million. If everybody at 150 million says that's $150 million, well, how could you expand the world if $150 million entered your life? Well, what is your $150 million innovation? Because everybody encompasses that. You know, $150 million doesn't even build a baseball stadium now, and that'll house 60,000 people. So how could you sit in front of a stadium with 60,000 people that paid $10 to hear you expand their life? And here's the thing. I ain't in here to motivate you. I'm not even here to inspire you. I'm here to open you out to see the genius within so you inspire and motivate yourself. And I'm not here to tell you how to do it. I'm here to allow you to open out your own pathways so you experience the growth. See, that's one thing I'm really starting to understand in personal growth. People are really, really engaging and following rather than engaging and being themselves. And that is the difference with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, and every other coach out there. I coach in vision. And you will be coached to see your own vision by seeing your own true omnipotence in yourself. And you will see that through your life. And it's not about being right or wrong. It's about engaging and understanding life as a personal expanding experience, living life today. It's the will. The will you have, it's your wisdom, innovation, love, laughter, leisure, energized expansion, words that really give you some omnipotence, because then words create the curiosity within the subconscious mind and in the subliminal scenery that you really have to engage to expand your life. People are afraid of themselves. You know, I listen and I watch Facebook, Twitter, motivational speakers, motivational whispers. I watch everybody that print. And if you watch it real close, you're going to see the corporate cloning. Once you start fissuring the corporate cloning, the school system, and everything you've been taught and opening out to energizing your enterprising utopian, you will see and feel and experience a whole new awakening within your heart. People talk it, but they don't want to get outside the battery limits or the constraints of being a corporate clone. Stay within corporate cloning. This is about fissuring the corporate cloning. Get back to the individualism and the infinite intelligence everybody encompasses. This world has so much talent and innovation, but we've allowed the world and the corporations and the school systems and ourselves. Ourselves are our biggest thief of our own dreams because we buy into everything else everybody says. And we're really afraid of hurting somebody else's feelings. We'd rather have our feelings hurt because we can deal with it rather than just saying, no, this is what it is and this is where I'm going. If you don't like it, fine. Enjoy your life, but you ain't taking my dreams. Everybody that I know, and I'm included, has let other people steal their dreams by trying to fit into a corporate clone society. You know, the biggest bullshitters now have the best way. Look at talk radio. There is not one of them people that have really done nothing but talk. See, the world now, God and the universe are tired of this talk without walk. Now it's walk and talk second. We're going to have to listen our way in. And, you know, I was a big proponent of talk radio, but all they do is sell fear, people buy fear, people live in fear. And, you know, I'm glad they make money. And they laugh all the way to the bank. But however, how many of them have really engaged in their, I can sit here and tell you this is what I would do and I would make him listen. It's easy to say that until you engage in conversation with the people. And there is such a stealth control in this world, you cannot do everything. The President of the United States is just a figurehead for the Federal Reserve banking system. And until people understand that and the stealth control of the world, nothing is going to expand. And I'm not being derogatory here, not being a conspiracist. What did we bail out in the banks? We bailed out Goldman Sachs, which is part of the Federal Reserve banking system. People, it's time to open up and take the cloning out of our life and start being real people to engage in who we are. Because all that doesn't matter, because there's always going to be currency, barter, some way to make a living when you're willing to engage in your own core copiousness, and that's your core wealth, and that's your wisdom. It's when you engage in your core copiousness that life will expand for you. And something else I'm really opening up to, and I'm opening up a lot to this, is telling myself, just trust God and the universe. And I mean, you got to get right down and get right with it. You can't just do it. You got to tell yourself and you got to look up and you really got to get that inner landscape. Believing this and understanding this, but trusting it. Believe, I just use the word I don't use, trusting God and the universe. Because they'll build the trust for you to walk on of white light, and you are the white light walking in that trust. Just start feeling that, smelling it, tasting it, and understanding it, and unleash that enterprising utopian you have within yourself, and your life will expand beyond your wildest dreams. And that isn't dreams. That's doing robust, energizing, affluent manifestation every day. The sapience within you and your willingness to let people say what they want and you understand where you're going will open you out further than anything in the world. But it's about you engaging in your artistic, entrepreneurial talent that you encompass. And you do have the heart, the grit, and the get, but you also have the wisdom. innovation, love to laugh at the world. You got to laugh through this world and love like nobody's watching. Am I there yet? No, but I'm open to expanding into it. And that is what life is about, is expanding into it. People want to use the word change because it's a drama word. When you say the word change, just feel yourself locked up. When you say the word expand, just feel yourself in the freedom. That's what this world is about, unleashing that core copiousness that you encompass. And that is wealth, and that's wisdom, expanding, affluence, living today harmoniously in a picture-perfect way. But however, we've let the world steal, and we're still playing the same games today that they played in the Phoenician times and before. And it's time for us to write a new history book, new Bible, new everything. And the Bible is the greatest book, but however, we use it against ourselves rather than to expand ourselves. But the metaphysical Bible and the Aramaic Bible is something that few people understand or even read. But there's words in today's Bible that weren't in the Aramaic Bible. And the word sin is one of them. See, we have this sin, sinful mind that if you do this, you're wrong. You do this, you're bad. That's all not true. You live your life with gusto. And the only thing wrong in life, that it, you know, the only mortal sin anybody experiences is not relishing their journey of their personal passion that they choose to experience. And the Constitution has the greatest saying in it, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As long as you're not doing anything that injures people purposely, you're living life large. The Constitution is the greatest article ever written. But however, there's a lot of morals and ethics, and the word, your word is your bond. And that's where the politicians fall down today, because most politicians are lawyers. You know, you got to remember, and lawyers, there's nothing against them, but the lawyer that wins a case is the one that fabricated the truth to fit their agenda best. And see, we've become such a fabrication of the truth, we're forgetting to live the truth. And that is where your wisdom is the sword in which you live by. Your wisdom cuts through the fabrication of lies the world has laid upon us. The greatest truth in the world is you're a talented, enterprising being relishing your spiritual journey to live your desired life in a preeminent, omnipotent way. And it's your omnipotence. The word omnipotent is probably the greatest word in the book, in the world, because it's all-powerful, unconquerable. Omnipotence is your divine right. So you're an unconquerable, all-powerful, an enterprising being relishing your divine right. And that is where life is lived. And people are afraid to experience life because they've not read it in a book. This world is so book learned, we can't do anything. We lack the common sense to move forward. Now, I want to give out all the websites again. Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is cowboy-wisdom.com. BeWisdom is b-wisdom.com. BeFirstInc.com is the marketing arm, and All Tied Up Productions is on Facebook. And BeWisdom Radio will be here tomorrow night with J.C. Kavanaugh, and it's about screenplays, and she's going to Ireland to write books. But anyway, open out and be willing to engage. Is everything going to go smoothly? No. Is everything going to be entertaining, expanding, and expanding? Yes, because life is Broadway in our daily life. We live Broadway, but we're afraid to be the actor and the main character in our own life. So how will you release them fears and expand into that in a permanent way? This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My phone number is 702-755-9410, and my email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. Thank you, and I'll be here tomorrow night with J.C. Kavanaugh and Kenya Stevens on Thursday night. Thank you, and good night.